When are you tired of hearing Tawana Brawley always paired with your name?
No, I think that you know what happens? I think that when it has been so long, it's 20 years, to where a lot of people that used to back up on that realize how ludicrous it is. Because they say, wait a minute, you got to go back 20 years to criticize him? He believed in a girl who you don't believe in. All right, what's 20 years later now? The same thing happened to Megan Williams in West Virginia. Was that a hoax? Yeah. I mean, when you look at the span of my career, from Howard Beach before Brawley to Sean Bell now, if all you can do is go to one case 20 years ago, then most people say, you know, that's a little kind of shaky then. I mean, come on. Because if he was a hoaxer, then why haven't we seen other hoaxers in 20 years, supposedly? And why didn't the jury say it was a hoax? The jury said they didn't believe Pagonis should have been labeled. But they said that all same jury now that hit us with defamation said, but there was no conspiracy here to lie, which is only why they only awarded him $65,000 from me. If they felt it was a hoax, I would have been indicted for a conspiracy and would have been charged with a whole lot more money. So I think in many ways I've learned to just sit back and laugh. Because if you got to go back to 86 or 2007, or 87 or 2007, that means I have a pretty good record.
Yeah. How would 2007 Al Sharpton have handled that case differently than 1987?
Probably wouldn't have made it as personal in terms of personal attacks of the Attorney General, but I would have fought the case. I would have done the same case. I would have stood up the same way, and I'm doing the same way. When you are confronted, phone rings every day here with cases, you are not the investigator. You are there to make sure there is a fair investigation. And I would have done the same thing. I told a writer not long ago, he says to you, well, how can you believe a girl is apprehended by four white men, N-word written on her and all of that? I said, let me tell you a story I heard once that sounds even worse. He says, what? As I heard, a guy was once grabbed and brought to a police station, put in the bathroom, and they stuck a pole up his behind, and no cop would stop him and turn him in. He said, that's ludicrous. I said, no, that's Abner Louima, and it happened. And I fought that case, and those cops went to jail. So in my world, who decides what is the most bizarre story in the world? Yeah. We hear these every day. He says, I never thought about it. Like Megan Williams, right now, is Tawana Brawley. Yeah. I mean, what are we talking about? I'll give you another example. Five young black kids were arrested and charged and went to jail for raping a white female in Central Park. I defended them. 13 years later, we found out they did not do it. The DNA cleared them. One of them works for us now. So how do you know other than you continue to fight by what you believe?
And by fighting for a fair investigation, you sometimes get paired too much with the fact that not everything turns out
exactly right.
In the end, the investigation.
And you get the downsides. Like a Brawley grand jury didn't believe her. I'll give you one worse. Amadou Diallo was killed, 41 bullets. The jury said they weren't guilty. Well, he's still dead. So on paper, was I wrong about Amadou Diallo? He's dead. 41 shots killed him. But the jury said that those cops were right. So when do we decide? My comeback always is I disagreed with the grand jury. I think that there was enough evidence to go to trial. Grand jury says it wasn't. Okay, fine. Do I have a right to disagree with the grand jury? Many Americans believe O.J. Simpson was guilty. A jury said he wasn't. So I have as much right to question the jury as they do. Does it make somebody a racist? No, they just disagreed with the jury. I disagree with the jury. I happen to not believe a 15-year-old girl could have made all that up and guessed the names of people who admitted they were together those 4 days. I just don't believe that. Yeah. Now, what happened? I don't know, but I don't believe that. So we'll just disagree.